What's that?
A book.
What's it about?
Fighting and stuff.
Hey, Beef, you're not going to give the guys another one of those crazy stories, are you?
They listened about the Indians, didn't they? I'm going to tell them more about the War of 1812.
Well, just don't have it happen in our front yard.
Oh, no. I'm going to let it happen in South America.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
So long, Mom.
So long, Mom.
Bye.
Oh, I hear the boys got off for school all right. What was the commotion this morning?
The Beaver tried to hide his tomato in the hall platter. We finally got it back in his lunchbox again.
While he wore his jacket?
We compromised. He carried it.
Oh, well, that's progress.
Ward, what was that huge book the Beaver had? He said you gave it to him.
Oh, it was the History of the Indian Wars.
That's too advanced for him.
Well, he told me he wasn't going to read the reading. He's just going to read the pictures.
I'm sure he's not studying that in school.
Well, you know, actually, there's a lot of reasons a boy might carry a book like that to school. I remember when I was in the second grade, I carried my father's unabridged dictionary back and forth to school for a whole week.
What in the world for?
Well, I wanted to strengthen my right arm. I was going out for pitcher.
And did it help?
No, by the time tryouts came, my arm was so tired I couldn't lift it.
You know, maybe Beaver's getting interested in history or something. I wish he'd get interested in anything besides Wally and those older boys. You know those big boys, they're awfully rough on him. They're always pushing him and shoving him around.
He doesn't mind the pushing and shoving, June. He's happy at his age if they pay that much attention to him.
They were down in South America, see? And my uncle dove down in 65 feet of water with his two other skin divers. Right where the map said. And they found this big old Spanish treasure ship. And there were these gold pieces laying all over the bottom of the ocean.
My gold pieces?
They call them doubloons. Tui, will you keep out of my story? Anyway, there were these doubloons all over the bottom of the ocean. Two of the divers got bit by sharks. See, they swam in this cabin and...
Did your uncle get bit by sharks?
Heck no. He knows how to stare them down. Anyway, they got over $100,000 worth of treasure.
$100,000?
Boy, I'd like to find a treasure ship.
Yeah, me too.
This is almost as good as the time the horse dropped dead in front of your house, Eddie.
Oh, I told you guys about that, huh?
Yeah. Everything neat happens to you.
You guys hear about the Indian fight?
Indian fight? What are you talking about, you little squirt?
Well, the one that happened around our house.
Are you kidding? There haven't been any Indians around here in a couple of hundred years.
Well, that's what had happened. A couple hundred years ago.
Hey, Wally, how come you never mentioned no Indian fight?
Well, I guess I never heard about it before.
It happened right in front of our house.
Yeah, Beaver. You're making this up. You got no proof.
Sure I have.
What kind of proof?
Well, I found real arrowheads right across the street in a vacant lot.
No fooling? He's making this all up.
I am not.
I'll bet you any amount of money you're making it up.
I'll bet you $1,000,000.
You don't have $1,000,000.
All right. I'll bet you $1.50.
Suppose you lose. Who's going to pay?
Wally's got money. He'll pay. Won't you, Wally?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, guys, listen. You guys ever hear a part of your story?
Beef, what'd you have to go and make up a crazy story like that for?
The guys always listen to Eddie and the neat story he tells. I felt like if I told one, they'd listen to me, too.
Yeah, but you had to go and make a bet. with my money and everything. All Eddie's stories happen in South America or someplace where you can't prove them. You had to go and have the Indians fighting right across from our house.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, babe. Here, let me help you. You like that book about Indians?
Yeah, I got a lot of good junk out of it.
Here's another one with some good pictures in it. This is all about the War of 1812.
Is this the one where you were to see me, Dad?
Well, no, that was a little later on.
Thanks, anyways. This looks like a real war. There's ships fighting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen in South America?
Well, no.
That's okay. I'll take it anyways.
Beaver, I thought you were upstairs taking a bath.
I want to wait till Wally takes his and use his water.
You do no such thing.
Yes, Mom. Thanks again for the book, Dad.
All right.
Hey, what's that?
A book.
What's it about?
Fighting and stuff.
Hey, Beef, you're not going to give the guys another one of those crazy stories, are you?
They listened about the Indians, didn't they? I'm going to tell them more about the War of 1812.
Well, just don't have it happen in our front yard.
Oh, no. I'm going to let it happen in South America.
Boy, if Eddie asks you to prove that Indian story, I'm going to be out a whole dollar and a half.
He won't. He'll probably forget about it by tomorrow.
Well, Wally, you're wanted on the phone.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You can take it out in the hall. Well, Beav, how you coming with the War of 1812?
It was a real neat war, Dad. Look here in the warship. There's a man stuffing a mop and a cannon.
That's old Ironsides, Beav. Now look over here. You see, this other ship's had all the masts shot off of it.
Oh. I thought that flat one was an aircraft carrier.
You know, Beav, you might try reading some of this. Well, it couldn't hurt you. Good eye, son. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. Boy, are you in trouble?
What has I done?
Well, you had to go and bet Eddie and the guys about Indians fighting across the street. You find an Indian arrowheads and bullets and stuff. Do you know what they're going to do tomorrow?
What?
Well, they're coming over here with rakes and shovels and stuff and start digging across the street.
I never thought this would happen.
You should have thought of that in the first place.
So interesting out there.
Wally and the Beaver. They're burying something on that vacant lot across the street.
Oh, well, maybe something died and they're giving it a funeral.
No, I don't think so. All the turtles and goldfish are present and accounted for.
Well, something's up. Here comes Eddie and Chester and Tui.
Oh, I wish I knew what they were burying. They went out of here so secretive. Well, get your bacon and eggs.
Hi, Wally.
Hi,
Bee. Hi,
Wally.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
What are you guys doing? Digging before we got here?
No, we're just messing around.
Hey, what's the box for?
Well, if we find any arrowheads and stuff, we can put them in the box.
Who are you kidding? We're not going to find anything. This little squirt made the whole thing up about Indians.
I did not. I bet you can't hardly dig any place around here without finding something.
This is a goofy idea trying to prove your crazy bet, Eddie. Well, the movies don't open till 12:30. We might as well dig a little.
Yeah, let's go ahead and dig.
Hey, I found something.
Hey, what is it?
What is it? It's just an old rusty tin can.
Maybe the Indians was eating tomatoes after they killed everybody.
Eating tomatoes.
Come on, let's get this digging over with. I want to get that buck and a half so I can go to the movies.
Yeah, come on.
Eddie, I still think you ought to dig right here.
I'm trying.
Hey, look, I found something. Hey, it's a real Indian arrowhead.
It's Flint, all right. I guess it is a real arrowhead. Hey, Wally, this looks like the arrowhead you had up in your room. The one your uncle sent you from Arizona.
Well, you know how it is, Eddie. One arrowhead looks like another.
Ah, dry up, Eddie. Let's keep digging. Hey, look, a busted arrow.
Where?
There.
Let me see it.
Hey, that ought to prove there are Indians here.
We'll take our dollar and a half now.
Wait a minute. Where's the other half of the arrow?
Well, maybe it's still in the guy they shot.
Yeah, let's keep digging. We might find a real live skeleton.
Come on.
Hey, what's this on here? Looks like printing. J-A-P-A-N. I'll tell you one thing, I never heard of no Japanese Indians.
Well, it's a real arrow.
I think you guys planted this stuff here before we came. Come on, hand over the dough. Hey, you guys, come here. What'd you do, find some more phony junk?
Treasure.
No way, it's shining. Looks like jewels. Hey, Beaver, is this some more of your phony junk?
Heck no, we didn't bury nothing on this side of the lot.
Hey, you know something, guys? I think we found something valuable here.
What do you mean, we? This is our lot. If we find anything here, it belongs to me and the Beaver.
Well, I'm the one who dug it up. Hey, let's not start hollering. We don't want the whole neighborhood in on this. You know, guys, on account of Beaver and his crazy stories, we might all end up being millionaires.
Checking on the neighbors again? I thought the boys were up here. Well, they've deserted the vacant lot.
They went into the garage a while ago with a box. Looked like it was filled with dirt. What would they do with a box full of dirt?
Well, June, the possibilities of dirt are practically unlimited.
I think you ought to go out there and see what they're up to.
Well, June, I can't do that. Unless your kids are tearing something down or burning something up or being unkind to old ladies, you have to leave them alone. That's the unwritten law.
Boy, look at the size of this one. This must be worth $1,000 by itself. I saw a movie once. These guys pried a stone just like this out of this great big idol's eye. All the guys died because it had a curse on it.
I hope nobody's been cursing around here.
Yeah, I saw that picture, Eddie. It happened in Egypt. Those kind of curses aren't allowed to work on Americans.
Where do you suppose these valuable stones come from?
Like all kinds of rocks. The glaciers brought them.
Are the glaciers like the Egyptians?
Oh, why don't you pipe down, Beaver? I wish Tui'd hurry up and get back with his father's book about rocks.
Me too. I'd like to figure out whether these are emeralds or rubies.
Hi, fellas. You shut the door, will you?
Did you find out what they is?
Yeah. Here's a picture. They're garnets. Yeah, I guess they are. Hey, what are garnets? Are they valuable? Are they valuable? They use them in jewels.
Oh, poor.
It says in India they even sell them for rubies.
Rubies?
Rubies.
Wow. Hey, and we got a whole vacant lot full of them.
Gee, they must be worth $1 trillion a pound.
Boy,
we'll be richer than any kid in the whole world. Even Sal Mineo.
You know what I'm going to do with my share? Well, first I'm going to buy a sporting goods store. And then I think I'll buy an amusement park, so I'll have something to do in the summer.
I'm going to buy the biggest automobile in the world with red leather upholstery.
Are you kidding, Tui? You can't drive.
So what? I'll park it out in front and sit in it till I'm old enough.
I'm going to go to the dentist and have him make me up a big gold tooth, just like my Uncle Frank has.
Beaver, your teeth are okay. You don't need a gold tooth.
I know, but I always wanted one. When you have a gold tooth, you've got something that every other kid doesn't have.
That's right. Can you see me with one?
I might buy one, too.
What you going to do with your money, Eddie?
Well, first I'm going to buy a big house and get my father to quit his job.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Then I'm going to put my old man on allowance. If he wants cigars or wants to go to the movies or anything, he's going to have to come to me.
Eddie, you're practically a genius.
Hey, after we divvy him up, let's not anybody say anything to anybody.
Let's divvy him up.
And remember, everybody keep their mouths shut. Especially you, Beaver, you little squirt. You can't keep a secret.
You cut that out, Eddie. If it wasn't for Beaver, we never would have gotten these garnets and gotten rich.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it? You know, you're all right, Beaver.
Well, hi, dear. What are you doing in there?
I'm putting a new bulb in the refrigerator. I can't have you groping around in the dark. There, that's that. Don't thank me, dear. Just remember me at Christmas. Well, I gotta get some paperwork done.
Dear, this new bulb's too bright.
Well, just wear your sunglasses when you open the door, dear. You better get this stuff back in the refrigerator before it spoils.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Beav.
I come in to get a drink.
Well, I'll give you a glass of milk. This is if I can find it. Huh. Here we are. Where's Wally and the other boys?
They went to get a soda.
Beaver? What'd you do with that box of dirt you had out in the garage?
It ain't dirt anymore, Mom. We poured it in the bucket of water.
Oh, well, glad to hear it.
The big guy's like me now, Mom.
Oh, that's nice.
He even asked me to have a soda with him. But I think I'd hang around here. Me and Juan, the big guy's got a secret.
That's nice.
We're not allowed to tell what it is.
Well, of course not. That's what makes it a secret.
Aren't you going to ask me what it is? I bet if Dad were here, he'd ask me what it is.
Beaver, if the boys ask you to keep a secret, I don't think anyone should try to get it out of you.
But gee, Mom, it doesn't hardly seem like a real secret unless somebody wants to know what it is.
June, have you seen any pencils? Oh, hi, Beav.
Hi, Dad. Are you real busy?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am, Beaver. I've got an awful lot of work to do.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll go get a soda, too.
He's got a big secret he's just busting to tell someone.
Would you ask him what it was?
Well, of course not, dear. Unless they're tearing down buildings or burning up old ladies, we just don't pry. Unwritten law.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Gus. What you doing there?
Oh, spraying the plants to get rid of the bugs. Funny thing, Beaver.
The bugs eat the plants and the birds eat the bugs.
Who eats the birds?
Bigger birds.
Don't hardly seem fair.
Well, that's the way it is, Beaver. It seems like everybody's got to have somebody else to jump on.
Say, Gus.
Yeah, Beaver?
Sure, a secret. Ain't the same as telling a secret, is it?
Well, I guess not exactly.
Me and the big guys found a garnet mine right across the street in the vacant lot.
Well, those are sure honest-to-goodness garnets, all right.
We're going to sell them to a jeweler and get rich. Tui's going to buy a big car and Wally's going to buy an amusement park. And we're all going to be billionaires and the big guys like me now because I'm the one who done it.
Well, I'll tell you, Beaver, that sounds mighty nice. But there's people in the world that's got to tell other people bad news, just like there's birds that eat other birds.
I don't know what you mean, Gus.
Well, I mean, these ain't the kind of garnets you sell to a jeweler. These are the kind they grind up to make sandpaper.
You mean they ain't worth nothing?
Not unless you was to have a whole carload of them. Too bad, Beaver.
I should like to have that gold tooth.
I guess Wally and the boys will be kind of disappointed when you tell them, huh?
Yeah, but I think I'll wait till tomorrow. At least that way I'll be a big guy for a whole nother day.
Tell me you're through with the War of 1812 already.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it anymore. I was just getting stories from the pictures.
Stories for school?
No. Eddie Haskell told stories, and the big guys listened to him. So I told a story, so they'd think I was a big guy, too.
Oh, I see. I guess you want to be one of the big guys pretty bad, huh, Beaver?
I sure do.
Well, I can understand that. I went through the same thing myself. But I'll tell you something, Beaver. If you're going to be a big guy, you got to be a real honest-to-goodness big guy. See, if you lie, then you wind up just being a make-believe big guy. And I'm sure that's not what you want.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's why I told the guys the guards weren't no good today.
You found a garnet?
Yeah, we dug them up. We think we was all rich. But they was the kind you made sandpaper out of.
Oh.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Beaver.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Beaver. Sounds like the Beaver had quite a day.
Well, you know, Jen, when you come right down to it, sometimes it's pretty tough being a kid.
Well, I just heard a little bit of what you said to him. You know, sometimes it's kind of tough being an adult, too.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, Bea?
You think the guys will be mad at me for long?
Nah, they'll probably forget about it by tomorrow.
But all you guys were going to do those big things when we sold the garnets. Eddie was going to buy a house and everything.
Yeah, but we were just talking. Even when we believed it, I don't think we really thought it would happen.
But gee, Wally, guys do find mines and jewels and get to be millionaires and everything.
Yeah, but that only happens to famous people. Nothing that good could ever happen to kids.
I guess so. Good night, Wally.
Good night, Bea.
Thank you.